There are three important aspects of food we often neglect. One is the history. Sugar, for instance, often makes me think of slavery. Then there's the science. More on that in a minute. Finally, there's the porn. I know food is fun, but aren't there limits?
Is it worth the waiting for if we live till 84? All we ever get is fruit.
Yes, you've heard it before many times. But there's lots of Dickens involved with food, or lack thereof. Just read the first few pages of the Times Literary Supplement of June the 23rd and be shocked. The street sellers or costermongers of Victorian times were permanently desperately hungry. And now in 2020, 800 million people globally are starving. Well, today's Science Show is about the research and how much we take for granted. Let's start with a couple of PhD students from the University of New South Wales. Question: after exercise, do you really overeat naughtily? Answer: here's Natalie Riley.
What makes somebody a healthy person? It's our little choices, day in and day out, like whether to take the lift or take the stairs, that influence our overall health. And we know that these choices are influenced by our past behaviour. Lab studies show that people tend to reward themselves for exercise by eating unhealthy foods afterwards. Maybe people feel like they deserve a treat for their hard work. I've been digging deep into the relationship between eating and exercise habits. I've been precisely tracking people's habits for a month at a time to see whether exercise influences how they eat afterwards in everyday life. So far, I've found that most people tend to eat more healthily after exercise, though there are others who compensate for exercise by eating unhealthy. It's not quite a clear picture yet, but understanding more about what makes these groups different can help people to live healthier, more balanced lives.
Natalie Riley. Next question: do you eat more when you're alone or at the table with friends? Answer: here's Emma Long with her thesis.
What would you say if I told you that the amount you eat during a meal can be more influenced by the number of people you're eating with than by how hungry you are? Would you believe it? Although we often think that our hunger and what the food tastes like are the key determinants of how much we eat, researchers have found that social factors can have an even more powerful influence on our food intake. In my research, we invite people into the lab for a free meal. We found that people serve and eat more food when they're dining in groups compared to when they're dining alone. This is called the social facilitation of eating. But what happens when we ask people what they think they'll do? Well, we get the exact opposite pattern. People say that they'll eat smaller portions when they're with others than when they're alone. My research will investigate this discrepancy between people's intentions and their actual eating behaviour, and we'll also examine what might be driving this effect. By better understanding our food intake, we'll be better equipped to improve both our health and that of society.
Emma Long, also at the University of New South Wales, at the 1 Minute Thesis Competition. Done virtually, poor things.